Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Sherry Draeger, who's Vice President of Marketing for Bentley Mills. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Good to be with you. You were at NeoCon East. I wasn't able to make it. I thought maybe you could give our listeners a little rundown on the show. You did win the Best of Show Small Booth Award. We'll get to that in just a minute. You know, this is the first time I believe I've interviewed you. I like to run down through a couple things. First, this is Halloween. Are you dressing up for anything today?
Actually, I'm not because I have an appointment, but our entire mill is dressing up today. So it's a big day at Bentley as well as at the Draeger House for Halloween and trick-or-treating.
So I should also tell our listeners that while you've been at Bentley, which was acquired about 2 years ago by Dominus Capital from Interface. You actually were Bentley earlier in your career. You've also worked at Mannington Mills and Milliken and in Vista, right?
You got it.
And a little close to my heart, you're also a Sigma Chi little sister from the University of Florida, right?
Absolutely. Very, very proud of University of Florida and being a Sigma Chi little sister.
All right, so NeoCon East, two-day show. Most people know that you go to that show in Baltimore. I mean, one of the reasons is it's right there beside the big, huge government, the GSA. Give us a quick rundown. How was attendance?
You know, we were really excited this year. Last year was a very interesting year because, you know, we were right at the end of the government shutdown. So, you know, we weren't really sure a year ago what attendance was going to be, but we were even impressed last year. This year, even better. The whole area was just bustling, and we really, really fed off of the energy of all the people coming in.
Was the floor space about the same as far as number of exhibitors?
You know, it's funny because we were talking about this. It felt like there were more people there this year. The space felt more dense than it was the year before. And so for exhibitors like us, it's exciting when we see everybody beginning to re-support the show.
Quick comment about that. I went to Greenbuild, New Orleans, the week before that, and the floor covering exhibitors was down probably by half. I think a lot of the companies that decided they weren't going to Greenbuild went to NeoCon East. I just, right before interviewing you, looked. There are 16 floor covering exhibitors at NeoCon East. That's pretty good showing.
It is really impressive, and I'm glad you brought that up because as an industry, I feel like we really make a good showing. You know, when the shows run very close like that, you know, it's very difficult not only on your staff to prepare for trade shows, but on budgets as well. And you may be right. That may have just been choices. I know, unfortunately for us, it was a choice we had to make, but very impressed with all of the hard surface and carpet folks at NeoCon East this year. We really showed up well.
That's good. Now, one quick note, too, I want to make. I talked to Ralph Grogan recently and asked him how business was doing with Bentley and heard that actually you guys are having a great tail end of this year, aren't you?
We really are. It's really been an amazing journey for us the past 2 years. Can't believe it's coming up on 2 years, but it seems like it's been so long, but it's also so much has happened so quickly. But I'd say since May, we have been blessed, and our salespeople are out there working real hard, and we're gaining a lot of momentum.
Okay, so your booth had that. Some people may have seen your booth that didn't go to that show because, you know, when you go to NeoCon in Chicago, you have two spaces. You have one right across the street from the Mart, and then in the Mart, you have that space. And I believe you packaged that gypsy-themed booth up and took it to NeoCon East. Is that right?
We did, and it was designed that way from the beginning. So what we did was we actually designed the booth to fit into our permanent space at the Mart, knowing all the time it was going to be packed up in true gypsy form and move with us to NeoCon East. And it was such a fun theme and a really, really great concept. We've really gotten a lot of mileage out of it.
Okay, now I noticed you had two collections that you were talking about at NeoCon East. You had a light play collection in collaboration with Robert A.M. Stern and also Secret Society, right?
Yes, and you know, the Secret Society program is coming out in December. I had to look at my launch schedule here. We've got a lot going on. But December, that collection will be coming out. It's a tile and broadloom collection. And again, we felt like Secret Society really kind of went along with our new bohemian theme, if you will. You kind of start to wonder, you know, what actually happens in a gypsy camp? And the secret society collection is based on codes and decoding and things like that. So we were really happy to show that collection. And that collection is kind of a jump to a little more luxurious, a little more textured product. We've done a lot with the Lumina, the Invista 895 Antron platform, and that's what the Bohemian collection was. And so now we're jumping back into a little more textured, a little more luxe type of look with the Secret Society. As far as light gray collection goes, that was a collaboration with Robert A.M. Stern and C.F. Simpson Fabric. And that was a real fun one for us to do, really working side by side, not only with Stern, but with Simpson. They're a great group, and we really feel like the designs are going to be very, very usable out in the market. And it's a carpet tile collection that just launched last Friday.
And your outlook for 15, I mean, I was at Starnet recently and heard that there were a lot of projects in the pipeline. What's your feeling about 15?
We are so excited. We're heading into our budgeting for next year, and we are just feeling very robust. Our sales force is reporting great projections. And as a result of that, you know, we're not going to let up with our product launches. We've been launching about a product every 6 weeks at Bentley since we've come back. And it's a very aggressive plan. You know, we have amazing but small staff. But I also think that adds to our efficiency. We're a very, very cohesive group. We are not pulling back. We are full steam ahead.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for the read on Neocon East. Again, been talking to Sherry Drager, who's the Vice President of Marketing with Bentley Mills, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.